So we're going into some Hilchos Brachos tonight. Everybody knows the Kayim Mila de Brachos. On the Boil Mabra Chassidi, the Kayim Mila de Brachos. One of the says in the beginning of the case of Mavarchim, also Leila Adon Shei Honem Ei Oilum Hazeh Balei Brocha. One is not allowed to derive Brachos from this world. That's Brocha. Chohanenu Ei Oilum Hazeh Balei Brocha. Mo'al, somebody's nana from Eichel Zeh without a bracha, is Mo'yel. So it's like from Hektish. Baita Kantei, what says Yetzor, Yel Chetel Chocham. That's the Takana, go to a Chocham. Takana going to Chocham. And what says, Yel Chetel Chocham Eikor, you should go to Chocham in advance. And then, bracha is going to show you over the name, and she'll learn bracha in advance. That's the Takana. Takana is not to get messed up in the first place. You got the halachas right, and Mo'yel, Yovel Demiel, the Mashor, is Mazvir, this is not all Brachas. This is not what we have Brachas. I'm making some Brachas. I'm in it. Look to Mashor. We should all Brachas are Kvoris. And long day, Pamach, I'll chop it and walk him with us. All the Brachas you learned once, and you got it. Al Brachas are many, is Kamish in Nuyen. The Brachas are Shoinois, the Bachroinois, the Fi Hamin, you have to know and you have to also tell too to different kinds of situations. The Kamas Fakers and off the way. In Shino, you're not Yoita. Kino Loi Beirach Kla. Right? It's as if you don't make any bracha. And he's a Mal. It's a Mal in Neil. Kamas Bracha is a Beirach Ulu Batol. Right? In other words, hey, and you have a food that you didn't make a bracha on, and you have a bracha you did make, which is not like a Batol. Different here, the performing of them, paramacharpan. Look at the brothers, they have to keep on learning. Actually, a bucky behem, the voice may not be. In other words, look at the brothers, there's a complexity, the application. You have to be able to constantly apply it to different kinds of situations. You have to have a quarka. And also, in either direction, something serious is going on. If somebody, in other words, either you have no brocha on one side, they come out. If you have a brocha when you shouldn't have it, brocha about all of it. This is not a kind of place you can just say a machmer and finish. Okay, but it's machmer there. Let's say, is it a chumra or a kula? So Hilchos Brachos is a great mitzvah, but we're picking one thing in Hilchos Brachos to try to simplify it and define it. And this is the inyan of Brachos to say chasidah. To say chasidah means after one has washed, made a hamitzi, before the Suda, during the Suda, after the Suda, between Hamiti and Benching. So where does this start from? This starts from the Klala Yudua. This is a rule that everyone already knows that you say it, which is that when somebody makes Hamiti on Pas, all the Brachas are part on Niftar to that Hamiti. And therefore, one no longer makes any Brachas on that Suda. Okay, this everyone knows since we started out. The Shaila is, why is it so? So B'derech Klal, the way we see it is, it's not breitig zera. There is shava all over the place. Anything that comes after Hamitzi is potter. But the Gemara is ganz klar that it doesn't work exactly that way. The Gemara makes it very clear that there are different rules about how this works. First of all, the Gemara says very clearly, and as we'll go into some of this later, and on dessert, you don't have to make a bracha, despite the fact that it's between Hamiti and Benching. So it doesn't work so broadly and automatically. Right? It would seem to be part of it. So it's not like a bracha. And the truth is, what's the svar over here? The svar, why should Hamiti pass through the entire Sukkah? So the Gemara, the Yisoid HaInyan, we have a Gemara on the Mem Aleph on the Beis and Brachas, which makes a klal out of the whole Sukkah. Omar HaPapa, Hilchazon. Dvorim habgoyim, machmas hasudo, besoy chasudo. Right, there's two phrases here. Machmas hasudo, besoy chasudo. Into unem brocha, loy lefneim, loy lachreim. So dvorim habgoyim, machmas hasudo, besoy chasudo. It's because of the suda and it's in the suda. These are the two phrases used here. So what does this mean? Machmas hasudo, besoy chasudo. What's the definition of that? So the simplest way, I think, that most of us would understand this, b'svaro, is the way Rashi explains it right here off the top. Rashi says, what's the title? Shmach v'sasudah v'sasudah? V'lafis lahem esapas, which means it's eaten with or on the bread, right? V'lafis bread is up. V'lafis usually means to somehow embrace or surround, right? So it's around the bread. It's mamish, or on the bread is mostly. Havlu tfeilo, Rashi says. It's a tofel, tofel to the pas. Hilkoch kol midi, bein mozoin bein peiris, not Rashi. Sheiviu liftom, and again a liftom means a dip. So if it's a dip or a spread, it's with and on the bread mat. Ein bebrocha loy lofonov, loy laachrov. What it is that you're eating on the bread, Rashi says, doesn't really matter. It's anything. As long as it's on the bread, or in with the bread, mamish, as a more mouthful, doesn't need a bracha. So again, what is this? This is talking about, let's say somebody has a sandwich, or they eat, let's say, bread with tuna, or eggs on it, or liver on it. That's a spread, yeah? Doesn't need a bracha. Okay? So this is something that would be a simpler concept to understand, because it's a tofu, it's something we're familiar with. And then the hemshech of the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara continues, and let's see how we finish this off. Sheloi machmas asuda, b'zoich asuda. This is something that's eaten in the meal, but not machmas asuda. Te'unim brocha lifneihem, does need a brocha beforehand, ve'in tu'unim brocha lachem, which means, the hamoitzi did not patter it, but the birchas hamozen will. Zokt Rashi l'shitosei, what's that? What is it that somebody can eat in a meal, but it's not machmas asuda? With Rashi, they're going daita. One of the things that I put on the list of questions there was what about oatmeal and farina? These are hot cereals. That's what it is. Or, you know, we used to do it in Russia. I mean, they probably still do it in Russia when I was the old Bochum. They had basically three times, three times a day. They ate a bowl of what we call kasha, right? Buckwheat. Right over there, it's called kasha or something or other. Everything there, all hot cereal there is called kasha.
So that's
the Sechus, Shaloi Mach. Shaloi Mach. Yeah, Shaloi Mach is the Sechus, but the Sechus. So it's Tuna Brocha, you're going Daito. Vechein, Rashi says, Kruv, Terodin, right? This is cabbage and beets. She'enom Lifton, which means it doesn't go along with it. It's a separate piece of food. It's not on the bread. And therefore, Uboin Lemozoin Ulaseva, meaning you separately want to fill up on something besides the bread. Right? So the fact that you separately want to fill up on something besides the bread, almost good for yourself. In other words, the way Rashi approaches this is, faket, it's a soiva. It's a spirit of the bread, in a way, right? It's a spirit of the bread, in a way. In other words, here's bread, the bread is here, the soiva. Now we have other things that go with that surreal. What's that? What kinds of things that you put onto the bread and eat with the bread? So those are things that are connected to the bread. Now you have, you have bread, you also have a different thing. That's going in the same direction, parallel, right? In other words, the bread is the other cereal, that should have been your meal. Oh, now you want to have a different meal together with this meal. What's going on? Why are you having half cereal when you're eating your meal? Is it to do with the bread? No, again, it's parallel. In other words, it's competing with the bread, so to speak. Yeah? The shtickle spear. There's no shakas to the bread, so why should it be niftar with the hamaisi, Rashi learns, right? This is the way Rashi approaches this one. So in other words, this hot cereal over here does not belong to the bread, right? It's a separate thing. And again, we should take a shot from this nakuna that it's not only separate from the bread. It's sort of trying to create a parallel track to the bread. So now you want it to go to the place over there. Okay. This is the sheet of Rashi. The broch is there. And the grader, the raivet, and Hatzogus raivet in Sochim, and Arvei Pesachim, he also has this sheet also. So these Rishonim, they hold that something that's not eaten with bread, one must make a separate bracha. Svarim b'chay svarim pshuta. In other words, what's eaten mamish together with bread or on the bread? Tofel apas. So we've heard about Ikker and Tofel before, right? Mavor ha'el. That is always the klal, and there's always going to be for this to be any different, right? And therefore, according to Rashi, this need not even be said. Like Rashi goes into what the chiddush eating it at the shachas to the mamish, but it's on a parallel track to the bread. So not, what about something the farspice? So that goes without saying. What about a dessert? Goes without saying. Pesach on the shkan. Not only is not eaten with the bread, it's not even eaten at the same time as the bread. It's before, after, no such a so he made hamoitzi with something sukkah. Hamoitzi doesn't pass anything. Hamoitzi passes bread. When something's tossed with the bread, gesund bread, so it goes along. Right? But these things are not tossed with the bread, even if eaten at the same time as the bread meal. But if it's eaten not at the same time as the bread meal, okay, that's Rashi. And again, Rashi, there's a glot, it follows the plain yesodis that we've always had. But anyone who knows anything about Hilchos Brachos, this is the basics of Hilchos Brachos. Gevaldi. According to Rashi, right, according to Rashi, so many things, let's say, in your Shabbos, you're going to have them making Brachos. Follow that. Yeah? Whatever doesn't go with the bread. Most of what we do, generally, taki doesn't go with bread, usually, right?
Depends how much dips,
yeah. Yeah, okay, so the dips, you wouldn't make a bracha. But otherwise, basically, chicken and kugel and powerful vegetables, you have to make a bracha on everything. Okay. So this is glata bostas for. And for that very reason, we're going to see what happens with the rest of the Hashem. Mamish v'lepis. In other words, of tzalachas, taki because it's so poshish, the Hashem will be gone. This is the Bahad, this is Toysvus and the Rosh, the Yoyne and the Ritzvah, the Tor, they all go against Rashi. And Taki the Ikikasha is the Bahama, understands? Since it's so glatt and posher, since Rashi is saying, well, I'm shooting, so what exactly is happening in this studio over here? We're something that we haven't heard before. That's what we need a Gemara over here. It's a Mishnah that says, that's what we have a shiki over here, the hilkasa, machmasasuda, the seichasuda. You're overcomplicating something that doesn't need to be overcomplicated, and speaking about something that's been spoken about enough times before, and there's nothing new. How can you tell me that you have the same old halacha? Again, that is the ikatainen that the Yishayim have. But the mission not from now. That cloud kosher ikir in mitzvah, the more liquor, but it is not trailer. So what's new over here, right? So now you tell me that if you shmir tuna fish on bread, so you don't make a separate bracha. That's cool. Ikir trailer. Pot should be not chavayna. And something else, we have this thing with ikir and salt, we have one that's not pot. So now you're going to come tell me big chiddush that when it is fast, and the bottle of the plump should to mash. Tasis has a number of other kashas on Tasis, but this is the Ika kasha to Yishayim. I mean, you know also Bechal, he doesn't understand this word of B'Soy Chasuda. He says, B'Soy Chasuda, what's that Lashon means of Tabein Yayla? According to Rashi, what's the title of these words? B'Soy Chasuda, inside of the Suda. Not B'Soy Chasuda, it's not the Kuda. According to Rashi, it's not about B'Soy Chasuda. It's about Iker and Tafel, and if it's not Iker and Tafel, it's not going to help us with Seichasud. In other words, again, Seichasud is mashma that we're broadening this to the broader concepts than we've had until now. And if all the rest of the Yishayim have a different shot to Shtel Aveke Yisoid in this sugya, which we have not known about before, and in a sense, it's actually, as we'll see, it's even a shtickle opposite of what Rashi says. So I'm going to take the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, all of those Yishayim based on this approach, but let's use Rabbeinu Yonah now. Dvorim avoyim machmas asuda, b'soy chasuda, nikroim, kigoyim, bosor, ubeitim, ugvino, vidogim, she'ein derech, lechol oisom shuvoy b'shas asuda, v'moish derech lechol aperis, he says, elo darken shal elu lo ochlom b'shas sudo lahasbia, which means these are things that are not snacks. Fruits are often snacked on, right? At any time. It's not part of a meal. It's not part of one who's looking to satiate himself. Nobody needs something to chew on, right? But what we would call main dishes, basically, main proteins are here, bossa, baits, and green of a dog, right? These are things that are part of a meal. And therefore, that the fact that they're usually part of a meal and that they're eaten lahasbia, yeah, they're eaten lahasbia, v'chein daiso, which you take, the fair is you're going to take the Rashi dogma of a Rashi says you have to make a separate bracha on, and he says, no, daiso, that's exactly so, that's eaten as part of a meal, and an oral lahasbia, I don't see even other examples he gave, weren't Rashi's various examples, but we rightly, I think, came to a clear machshava that if somebody eats a piece of chicken in the middle of the Sunday, there's a markable coin to Rashi. We'll make a separate broth on it, right? No. Zakhti no. Finish tazah. Why? Shevnei Adam oichlim oisom lehasbiya. Because people eat them in order to be filled and satiated. Ulfika choma, sheadvorim o'elu, shederech bnei Adam lo'ochlam besoich su'udeseyem, mei ikra su'udehem. They're part of the main part of the meal. The kibbutz from Asbiyan, they satiate the kavanos in mitchil alei masbiya. Clearly now, apple pisha oichel oisam beloipas. Because you're not eating them with bread. As in, you made amoisi on the bread. Now the bread's on the other side of the table, and now you're eating chicken, fish, hot cereal, or anything else. Eating before chaleim klal. I'm looking at broch on this thing. Shenichlolim im apas atzmoi. They're included with the pas itself. Ubirchas hamoiti sheberech mitchilo. Ubirchas hamozen sheivorech lomasoi poiter oich. This is the Rosh of Rabbeinu Yoyle, but again, it's the Bahak Tosis, the Rosh, it's all that. What are they saying that? So, like I said, in a certain sense, they're saying the opposite of Rashi. In other words, Rashi says that when you eat something with boya, you're trying to create a parallel track here. To the bread. The bread is the chlezlis boya. What are you doing here? You're going off the bread. You're doing an alternative thing. So what's all this with the bread? And then he says, so therefore, the amoiti is not going to help on it. The amoiti is on the bread. Here you're the fairish boy doing something that does the same function as bread. You're saying, okay, I want to do a different thing. Just make yourself rough on that. There's no reason for it to be tossed into the bread. Okay, the things that on their own would generally not be eaten as a suda b'fayasmon, eaten on the bread, in a bottle to the bread. But faket, the hagdoro of these other yeshayim is that dafka the fact that it's lasbia is what makes a part of the suda. And when something is not lasbia, it's not part of the suda. Right? So, question here. What does lasbia do? Well, it depends how you approach it. If the word is that we're looking for a tofle to the bread, so something that's lasbia has its own shiva, it's founded. That's Rashi's approach. May Lazvia Gufa tells us that you must make a separate bracha. The other Yeshayim said, "Don't forget, Lazvia is the key to not making another bracha, because that's what makes it part of the Suda." Yeah? The fact that Lazvia makes it part of the Suda, in other words, we're not looking at the bread per se, we're looking at the meal. Yeah? And if we're looking at the meal, then Lazvia is the definition of a meal. When something's not lasbia, it's not really part of the meal, it's incidental to the meal. You happen to be eating it before, during, or after, whatever, but it's not part of the direction of the function of what a meal does. And therefore, it's not part of the meal. Right? So lasbia is actually the key of, in both pirushim, but in two opposite directions. According to Rashi, what's lasbia? is not going to be part of the Amoiti, because it has to be part of the path which the Amoiti is on. Amoiti is on the path. This is not part of the path. It's competing with the path. Going to the other Rishayim, Lasbia makes it part of the Suda. If it's part of the Suda, then you have to make a bracha, because you pass it from the Amoiti, which is on the Suda.
Why is that
Amoiti part of
the bracha? Why is that
Amoiti
part of the bracha?
Oh, so... Again, the way I'm understanding right now, the way we're Mazda till now, and maybe I'll soon be Mazda a little bit differently. But one way to understand it is what we just saw Mazda, which is Hamaiti Lechem and all that goes on a Siddur. Yeah? Putting one bread goes on a Siddur. And bread, as we'll see, bread is the Ikka, and therefore it passes the Siddur. But let's look at it a little bit differently, maybe a more positive way. What if we, Taka, use the general understanding of the way Ikka and Tochel works? Maybe there's a different context on the tafel. And there's ikka b'tafel, which is the truth. We actually learn you take something and eat it with something else. And those two things, one of them is the main and one of them is the secondary. Right? But it can be a different kind of ikka b'tafel, which means that it's bottled to a suda of pas. Right? It's a further kind of thing. Why would that happen? So the Gemara brings already the ekho pas lechem v'sadu libchem. Right? Lechem, v'avin ashiyosot, like it says in the passage, which means the ikar asuda, the masbiya is bread. Yeah? And in the old days, this didn't have to be discussed any further. There was no such matzias as a person having a meal without bread. Today, our world has changed in a big way, and in any house, you have something that doesn't include bread. Yeah? Unless somebody has a Yiddish paper, but as well, you want the bench, or because it's pot shakers. Without lombus, 3/4 of the time today, the world has changed in a big way. Not now, it's all less, God. Like it's all, it's a modern man, a person who eats something without, but there's no such thing about that to this day. And you don't eat, you don't wash it, and say, well, okay, whatever it is. I think for Zayin Amol, for sure. The Tur, in Simre Eshches, says, Chameshis mine dogon, yesh lehem maile, ki aleyem yichyo odom. In Moslem, in Pasul, Moslem, in Amoyitzi. In other words, so what we're understanding now, though, is that the chashivos that there is to pass is that even when it's separately, it's always the ikar of the surah. Pas is always the ikar of the surah. So therefore, whatever, in other words, this is another way to look at it. One was talking, Nishtha Zariyach in his life. If Shat is looking for the surah, not for the pas. What do we all look at the pas? But in the pas is so choshev and so ikar, it spreads itself more over everything that's being eaten there and turns it into a tofel more than all kinds of other things, right? Other things, the only way for one thing to be matfil something else is the fact that it's being eaten in a mouthful or in a plateful or in a spoonful altogether. Pas, to such a degree, spreads itself out and affects the entire meal that anything eaten in that meal is tofel to the pas. That's another way to look at it. Yeah, what I was saying before is, maybe don't be shy, I'm not interested in the pas so much. I'm interested in the suda. I'm like, you lechem, lechem, the taicha suda, yeah? But again, another way to look at it, the pshat is lechem means bread. But Iker and Tafel, when it comes to bread, doesn't go only to something that's literally eaten on the bread, but rather even something machwal that's helping along with the bread in the Suda, yeah, that's helping the tafkid, the matora of what bread does, like the Lashon Rabbeinu, the Oichlum Oisum Lasbia, the Iker Asuda, and that's Tafel to the Pas in this sense. This is the way of Rishayim. This is the Psach Halacha, actually. Psach Halacha and Shulchan Aruch follows this Mahalach over here. The Chayyodom, the Chayyodom, explains this follows. In Kvalim and Gimel, he follows the Chayyodom. Kivon Shalechem, Iker Chayyodom, that's lost on the Chayyodom. Kivon Shalechem, Iker Chayyodom, Lefikoch, in Kova Atmoy Lecho Lechem, Ideirachalom, הרי כל מה שיוכל בסריך הסודו, מחמס הסודו, לאכול ולסבויע, whatever is eaten within the meal, לאכול ולסבויע, meaning for the purpose of satiation, אפילו אוכלם בלי פס, נעשה הכל תופל לפס. ואין צורך למורך הלב. That's like the second way that I just explained, which means, we are following Iker and Tofel here. Yeah? We are following Iker and Tofel here. It just works more broadly with pasta than anything else. But it's ikar v'tofel. Everything that goes along with the meal is bought into the pasta. Okay? So these are showing them, this is what they used to explain the Lashon HaGemara. Dvarim haboim machmas hasudo, v'soich hasudo, which means they're in the meal and they're pushing and they're in for the same purpose as the meal. Right? What does machmas hasudo mean? Machmas hasudo means they have the same purpose, the same goal as the Suda itself, which is the Bas. The Bas is the Ikar Suda, and the other things are helping along. It's all today Las Bia, whatever's Las Bia is the Etzem Tafel to the Bas. Okay, so basically, quick recap. Las Bia, according to Rashi, Las Bia meant that therefore, no, it's outside of the Bas. It's combined with the Bas. It's creating something parallel to the Bas. It's not including the role of the past. These are trying to say, Pakir. The past has a matoya. Yeah? And all these things are helping out that matoya. Therefore, even if not even with the past, lasbia is a key word that tells us, therefore, that it's bottled and toffled for the past and does not need its own role. And therefore, taking it down to Rashi's example again, and to what Rabbi Yehuda mentioned along the way, which is Daiso, which is the hot cereal, the first thing that we dealt with over here, this question. Rashi in the Rive at all, like you have to make a bracha on Daiso because it's competing with the past rather than going with it or being smeared on it or anything else. Stavimon, the Daiso is not attacking our child to the past. And that's clear, and nobody can disagree with that, and nobody disagrees with that. Daif is not shaykh to the pas in terms of it belonging to the mouthful of pas. But the other Yishayna has brought halacha. And the Shemburah Kufa in Zayin says, got Malach. These are Rabbi Yoyna and they're also halacha. Daif, actually, Avro. Right? Even though it's a thick cereal, which means it's not some kind of loose stuff that you're going to dip your bread into. It's a chestafazik, yeah? The inner Malach is Rema Pas. The Nechel was Mayasma. Right? He makes it as bad as he could. That all of this does not make it conducive to being eaten together with the bread. Come okay. Kivon Sheboslas Bia, given that since it's coming to Yeshe, Ikasudehi, when it's Pelas Lapas. It's Ikasudeh, and therefore it's Pelas Lapas, which means even though you're not eating with the bread is the Iker, the Dice is the Tafel. Azeikum Tois. And that's Taka the Saka, the Shulchan Aruch there, and Sefalas, like Tesis and the Rosh, against Tash. Okay. So if somebody eats in a bread meal, Malah Halacha, somebody eats in a bread meal, both of the dog in the Chol Matan, the vegetables and the hot cereal and fish or meat, even though it's not eating with the bread, and it's not the regular Ikiva Tofel that we usually used to, but it's called Machmas Asuda, the Seich Asuda, and it's Tofel Apas, and it's Potter from the Bracha. Now, one interesting question, which is not discussed in the place, but I put it here as one of the questions, because the place will discuss various types of foods and say, what about this? Is this considered lasbia? What about that? Is that considered lasbia? They discuss various foods. One of the foods they don't discuss at all in either direction is soup. Soup is possibly not mentioned. It could be. If it's possible, it could be possible. Water and soda, it's possible, enough to be discussed. Nevertheless. It's interesting, though, that nobody mentioned it somewhere along the way and says, and soup, apples, dog apples, yeah? But like the Kenzain, that it's the offering of the mother. Kenzain is the offering of the mother. And interesting, somebody pointed out the Kenzain, that this may be a makor to the Minhag Yisrael to eat soup. Shabbos Yom Tov, all the soup of Shabbos Yom Tov, there's some form of soup going on. You know, the soup of salt, whatever it is, there's always some kind of a rate of sorts being eaten every soup. The Gemara brachas. The Gemara says the brachas. That's not valid. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol sudo she'im bo tzrif, eino sudo. The Rashi, what's this tzrif that we're talking about over here? Tavshil lach she'yesh bo morok. Some kind of a saucy or soupy type of a dish. So could be that has like a pshach. That we eat some kind of a soup, and every Shabbat and Yom Tov the kasuda, because it's kasuda, and it's kasuda. Shabbat and Yom Tov we have to have a kasuda. This is what makes them do a kasuda. But our kapana, what's the guess to us, which is not the guess, the one you have to eat Shabbat and Yom Tov. What's the guess to us is soup is definitely an ikir kasuda, and therefore again the really shining, the ones that we follow, this is part of the kasuda, and it does not get a bracha of the sun. Oh, and a chanami. That'll make it even Rashi, yeah? Soup going to that, even going to Rashi, which stands the form of eats the soup together with the bread, which is Mishkan Ogefrek to that. Or puts matzah into the soup, or whatever it is, and eats it all together.
In Europe, their chalent is more of a soup.
Yeah, especially in Germany, where they eat more than soup. Yeah.
In England also.
Yeah, The English people might like this come from there.
Yeah, could be that.
Akapana, so again, whatever's eaten, laloha. Now we're going to have to sadly forget about Rashi now for the rest of the night because it was Mishmak for the Sugya, but laloha. Laloha, whatever's eaten, lasbia, is part of the Suda, it's part of the past, and it basically does follow in a broad sense the dinam of it to the top. Just not the same practical way of doing that. Okay. No, oibazai. What about something that's not eaten lasbia? Something that's eaten not for the purpose of satiation. So, it follows that one needs to make a bracha on it. What's a simple example of apple chaya? Let's say, during or after a meal, a person eats various kinds of candies and chocolates. That's not eaten lasbia, right? For example, after dinner mints, right? after dinner mints that one eats. Yeah? That's not eaten lasbia, that's pretty clear. And this is the Morgan Adron. In Kufta Mechet, Kukot Mechot Leis, Zokter Azay, Zobor Shebol Kinuach. Kinuach means you're sort of sweetening your mouth after a meal, what we call dessert. So you're going Ugris Dakris, some kind of a thin cookie. I mean in Mesiko, in Mesiko is like candy. Tzricha Brocha. These things need a Brocha, they ain't a Paspek Brocha. But now, we're understanding quite clearly why that's the double portion. Which means, it doesn't work that just because you made a Hamaitzi and ate a piece of bread, now you can eat whatever you want behind the Brocha. You have to consider each thing. Last one. It's part of Lasbia, it's not part of Lasbia. If it's part of Lasbia, it's part of the Suda. It's not part of Lasbia, it's not part of the Suda. You eat dessert at the end of every meal. But it has nothing to do with patterning it with Hamaitzi. It has to do with something that's Lasbia, which Lasbia is mentioned. And therefore, since these things are not Lasbia, there's no Ptor from abroad except something with Lasbia. And the same thing will be, as listed on the list over here in the questions, any kind of snack that one eats, right? Potato chips or corn chips or whatever it is, these are things, these are snacks. And the chayav b'brocha, even if they're eaten during or after a meal.
During also?
Okay, again, it's not something that Hefter is made for. Yeah. I don't know why somebody would be sitting in eating stage in the middle of their meal, but unless it's a kid, there's a kind of them. But whatever it is,
it's
not the function of lasbia. In other words, it's out of place within a meal.
It's not because it's at the end, it's because it's
right. The end is the place where the yesoid that is not lasbia. In the middle, you're going to have to find them.
You have a garnish on the salad. You have pomegranates as a garnish on the salad.
Oh, good point. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, also get to the Mishnah. Now let's get to the Hemshech HaGemara. So now, again, according to the Elder Yishayim, what's the end of the Gemara? The end of the Gemara. Rishon Yimachem HaSuda, the Sayyid HaSuda? When you're eating as part of the Suda, not because of the Suda, something? They do need a bracha before, and they don't need a bracha afterwards. Again, as we explained earlier, the hamoitzi does not part of that, but this is a Muslim will. So it actually shot up Moshe Gazan. What's the shot, according to the rest of the Yishayim? What's the Leimach with Sassudo? Zok Teisus. Kigoyin. So it actually said, Kigoyin Daisa. Teisus says, Kigoyin Tomorim, Rimoinim, which are all called Peiros. Fruits, he says, Taisa says the best example of something that can be eaten in the meal, but Shalei Machim Basuda would be fruits. Which means, Adekum Taisa today, that Medina de Gemara, all kinds of fruits, and this would be fresh fruits, dried fruits, right, all the nuts, right, Acharif Mabroha, even if we're eating them, Besoy Chasuda, right, but they are not there. For lasbia, that's not their function, and therefore they're not tofel lapas, they're not tofel lasuda, they're not considered part of the suda, they need their own bracha. Now, what about vegetables? So vegetables which are eaten within the suda, the vegetables within the suda is part of the suda. What about vegetables that are eaten somehow at the end of the suda? Let's say for some reason and in some way, somebody eats a vegetable as a dessert. Yeah, I think about what that matzias would be exactly. But the kimpas reinim, how you could have a vegetable as a dessert. But if you theoretically, if when you were finished your suda, you said, okay, now let's sit down for a vegetable. So you would have to make a separate bracha on that, and that is in the Mishnah Berurah and Kufayin Zayin Tefillin. Hey, he says, Hu hadin chazeres v'kishuin u'malafefoinois chayin. It's noin or bottle, which you're eating separately as a food. Gamkin tzorich b'vorech hameh. Now the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah does not actually say it has to be only something that you're eating as a dessert. Right? He says if you're eating these vegetables as they are, yeah, chazeres v'kishuin u'malafefoinois is chayin, raw squashes and cucumbers, etc. You have to make a bracha on them. So again, like I said, if it's at the end of the meal and sort of a dessert, that's not one shooter, but somehow the Mishnah Berurah seems to make that point. So Rav Scheinberg is doing Chedusha Basav and Adam Sefer, and Shem Zalman has brought that Lemaisa, these kinds of vegetables, which are listed off in the Mishnah Berurah, in his time, they say, these kind of minim were more rare. And therefore, they were not a regular part of the soup. They were not something that was served regularly as part of the meal. And therefore, in those days, the Shabura Paskins, and this is his psak, the Shabura's psak, that this is something separate that you're eating here for some other reason, but you have to make a separate broth on it. It's a side dish that goes along. It's a rarity. It's a some specialty item. And therefore, it needs its own brocha. It's not part of, it wasn't eaten with Svio, it was eaten as a specialty item. But with Manenu, they said, that these vegetables are Machmas Hasuda, because these are things that we nowadays eat regularly, the Soiva, as part of our Suda. And therefore, the Soicha Suda no longer makes brocha. It would be a strange thing nowadays for somebody to take an onion and bite into it in the middle of the meal as some kind of a specialty item that came from overseas or whatever it is. We don't do these kind of things anymore.
What about salad?
Yeah, okay. Insert, it's a normal one. Inside a salad, again, our salad is just regular part of the meal. Whether it's boya or not, but it's eaten as part of the main plate.
But if you have a plate of baby carrots sitting there and you take some, that today, that is not part of the meal.
Why is that?
Because there's a process that everybody has little carrots as part of the meal.
Because it's part of the meal, that's what I want.
Then you don't make a bracha.
So you don't make a bracha. That's not it, right? Yes. It's along. This is what we do. Together with, let's say, the fish course, a lot of people have salads and cucumbers and vegetables and other things they eat together with. And then it's a part of the achim. It's not a bazon. It's not a separate thing. I will buy. Again, if you want to eat them, at the end of the meal, it's sort of a dessert. Yeah? So that would be a different thing. Not the faucet, by the way, when I say I'm trying to figure out how would you eat a vegetable as a dessert. So those are called shoots where you can have things that are boiled via hadoma, which are not vegetables and are definitely desserts. Are you having watermelon or cantaloupe or bananas or whatever, just because you make hadoma or pineapple? So that's not shooting, but that's the fruit of like any other, yeah?
If you finish the zuda, there's a salad you didn't really taste. You want to taste it at the end of the zuda. That could be torn brochel
to that. That sounds very interesting. I would counsel to wait till the next zuda and hold on a little bit. One place where such a similar idea would be applicable is one of the shayas that I put onto the paper, which is what happens. Let's say a person has a shalom zocher in their own house. Yes? So they're eating their suda, and the time has come, and the oilam is kumt on, and you haven't benched yet, so people are coming, and the arabs are put down at the end of the suda. So this is like sort of, it's not as a dessert per se, right? But it's not either part of the suda, and this thing is pretty clear, but one needs to make a separate broth on arabs in such a case, which are not being eaten as part of the suda. On the other hand, if for whatever reason a person eats arabs, let's say, like I said before, together with the salads and the dips and the fish and whatever, he eats arabs. So that's part of the suda, right? So again, this is the kind of situation where you see talking the difference between things that are eaten with the meal and things that are eaten with the meal. But the same thing can be eaten as part of the sviya. And achmitayim brocha, and the same thing can be eaten at the end of the meal after it's all done. And it's either dessert or sort of the idea of what dessert is, which means it has a separate function. So the suda, we have one, but how can make a separate bracha on such a food? One of the places where such a shayla comes up, which is not dafka dessert, but when you have food that's eaten within a suda, fruits that are eaten within a suda, for example. Place for after discuss, what happens on the night of Rosh Hashanah? So it says, brought an aloha to eat an apple and honey. Eat an apple and honey in the night of Rosh Hashanah. And all of a sudden, you're supposed to eat dates in the night of Rosh Hashanah. They say, Shei Tamu Seineinu. So it says, Mefut, Meshavira Paskin, the Tosko Pesimol, it's got Gimel, to make a bracha on the apple and honey within the Suda. To be pointed out, as most people know, that if one has the dates on the table while the apple is there, So then, the date is from the Shiva Saminim, you make the eight on that. But be that as it may, one would make our eight on these tamanos that are being eaten, despite the fact that it's at the time of the Suda and sort of during the Suda. But by that, Shaloi Machmas, and therefore one has to make a bracha. This brings us to an interesting shayla that's discussed in the Poskim, which is, what about the vegetables that are eaten as part of the tamanos? Again, not everybody eats these vegetables part of the Samara. The Shalayim we eat are very into it. We had a big discussion about it over here on Rosh Hashanah itself. But not everyone's willing, but others have this many taka to eat. Karsi and Rubia and Silke and all these things, they stalko seneno and Sheikosu seneno and Rubia, which is Sheyibusri seneno. And what do you do with all these things? Those won't make a brocha on those as well, just like there's some good apostles that got in the apple, or not?
They're eating not as part of a normal meal. This is not, it's not the normal part of a meal. It's eaten specifically for, you know, for the semana. Seems that, you know, we have to make a bracha.
So, long attack is. The Kapachayim says that the past is put in all of these vegetables. Because he says, these are things which generally are eaten at the moment of Borei Machmas HaSuda, which means, a fruit doesn't belong in the middle of your Suda. But these kind of beans, right, and beets, and whatever it is, and leek, right, these are things that generally can be part of a Suda and of a Suda, and not only can be, but generally, besides Rosh Hashanah, are eaten for that purpose.
Well, this part, this is a side dish. Right. Which would be normally eaten with meat or whatever. But if you're doing it specifically for the...
Like I said, that's one of the sorts.
Then a fruit compote, which is...
Just a second. let's first deal with this situation here, which again, the two svaras are seriously sorted. Svar number one is, these are foods which are generally targets. Therefore, there's no reason to now differentiate and start making brachas on them separately. Just because it's Shana night and you want to say you're lost or whatever, you're just going to have kemina someplace tomorrow. I said, Kafachayim Paskins that way, the Mekrei Kiddush, it's actually Heitach Frank, in his Hilchus Yom Neiron, he also writes the same thing. He says there's no bracha on it, it's something that's eaten that way. And Moshe Sternberg, in his true Sanhagas, says, I heard, as I'll soon repeat, that there are some who say you should make a bracha. It's a bracha of Atala, he says. He says these are the same things as carrots, as cooked carrots, which you eat. This is the ikromas with the zaykhasur, he says. Elamai, you did some of the said you're awesome about it, so change it into something else. There's no reason, according to the opinion, just to make a bracha on it separately. Now, Shlomo Zalman has an interesting middle way here. Shlomo Zalman generally holds like the Kafahai, which is, you don't make a separate bracha. But he comes up somehow, but he says, the best way to go about this is to take one of the minim, which bizmanenu is not machmas asuda. Nowadays, make a birpi adam on that and use it to pass all the rest around. For example, what's his example? I don't know why they all picked this example. Kara. What's kara? Kara is sort of a squash. Gourd, or it's a zucchini-like type of vegetable. But there's oxta. Koizumagirom also says, take the kara, says, and make the hadoma on that, right? And that's how you're going to pass all the others to one with the very pre hadoma. Go on to Santa's Azizogins. The truth is, though, again, comes to Moshe Sternberg and he says, I don't understand what they're talking about. He says, where did he get that from? He says, in South Africa, that's where he was. Moshe Sternberg was in South Africa for years. He says, squash? What do you mean? It's like a carrot, he says, on the side, as a side dish. And he says, and I actually think the Eretz Yisrael is also that way. He says, I don't understand what they're talking about. Though. Since when did this become something that's not part of a meal, that's curiosity? Oh, look! It's very interesting. I'm not sure what their point is. The truth is, again, I lived in Eretz Yisrael for 23 years. What I saw is this. They have zucchini all year, and they use it in soups and in side dishes. And in kugels and everywhere. And then before the Shoshana, they charge you triple the price, and they bring a different kind of a zucchini, which is a little bit fatter and bigger and a different shape, but looks and acts and tastes almost the same thing. Like they always say, if it walks like a duck and looks like a duck, etc. Right? And they call it kara, you know, big letters. And fasting, that's what the Ilum buys. I don't know what's up with that. I was waiting a second. If it's considered as that, but Zunder is sort of fear to Gansna. Or again, I could try my attempt at humor over here. Although the nice thing is that, like I said, if Shem is Alman, the Kloizum Begirol, they say, you should make it a Hadoma on the Kara and use it for other things. The difference between the two, they're not the same thing, these two place camps. Shem is Alman more seems to hold the Chatis. For the most part, we don't make a Hadoma on any Simon or Rosh Hashanah. He says, Punk have one kind of a thing, but he wants to tie it as his manenu, it's not about Zasuda, and it's some strange thing, and therefore, Kembo's Onkab, and mainly could pass over nothing from us Mish. The closing word seems to come from the opposite side, and the Etzim, he holds that all of them are more like Joseph, which is that the Pshat is, the whole thing is here always to say here also, what he was. Nobody's doing this to eat it as part of the Suda altogether, and Amela, Elamai, he holds he has to make a Brach. He says, you know what? If you're going to make a Brach anyway, take the one that is most noticeably not part of the Suda. Again, why that's so, that's all.
Is this an individual thing, or is it?
Generally, it's not an individual thing. It's usually not
the same. So, a single individual would not normally eat this, but wants to do it.
Generally, we say both of them take the one. Okay, now, mention was made of compost. Let's use some time on that. Now, compost is an interesting question. What's compost? Compost is cooked fruits, which are eaten generally as a dessert. Now, generally, I think on the poshut level, we would say, it's fruits. It's eaten as a dessert. What's the shayla? Why should you make a brach on it? Attack it, shalach kodesh, and Avraham brings in the halacha, and he says, the fairish, one must make a bracha on raw or cooked fruits. Morgan Avram, Chayodom, Talmud Gemel, Shulchan Acharav, the Mishnah Berurah, they all say it, and therefore this should really be the end of the story. The Zayug is Abaisam, who writes that he feels that when he ate compote together with meat, he would make a bracha. There would be so much more there, weiter. And if it was served as a dessert, he did make a bracha on it. So again, that finish that he's saying, and we ate it together with meat, he didn't make a bracha, we'll see more on that. But if you look in the Shara Tzion, he also seems to be going to Erech in the same way as this. I mean, it's a bit of more clear about the difference between eating with the meat and not with the meat, and therefore making a bracha or not.
A cold compote in the summertime before as the beginning of the meal.
That also. Now, Dr. Klar, let's make this clear, and this has to do with what you brought up before about what about fruits inside of the salad, fruits on this, fruits that, that are used as a garnish or as a minor part of the salad or whatever it is. I can put on here, we have also, what about somebody eats potato latkes, and, you know, at least in my generation, this is the way we used to do it. Is to have applesauce on the potato latkes, right? So this is that. Not a compote, right? It's applesauce, right? I was also clear that over there you're not going to make a bracha on the latkes because over there it's mamish tofel to the latkes, and it's tofel the latkes not only because you're making a bracha on the latkes and you're not making a bracha on the latkes. It's part of the sugar, and the applesauce that's tofel to those latkes is also part of the sugar. Even with it, okay. However, there is a mechanism about compote, for whatever reason. The Chelkis Yanker, it's a Breish, and his Chuvet brings that there were a lot of Israeli Yisroelim, but the Seichami brings the Belzer Abonim, that they had an interesting many cases, that the night of Friday night, they used to eat compote. And they would dafke eat the compote with a piece of challah in order not to make a bracha on it. Shabbos day, they also ate compote, and they made a bracha on it. Yeah. Friday night, they dafke looked not to make a bracha on it, and they accomplished that by eating it with a piece of challah, mamish. And Shabbos morning, they made a bracha on it.
Everybody?
No. It was the first night. So what's the pshat, he says? The pshat is they. They had a minig, he says, that at each of the Shabbos they should eat four machol. doesn't get further into the explanation of that. But anyone can use their imagination why that is, if it's a vodka or anything else. Friday night, the komplot, he says, was one of the four macholim that they ate as part of the suda. And therefore, he says, they couldn't make a separate bracha on it. They make a separate bracha on it, that means the suda has previously ended. You only have three macholim in your suda. Right? They don't have any four macholim. That's part of the suda. So they saw it as part of their suda. It's one of their four macholim that they eat as part of their suda. So you want to make a bracha on it. So what did they do? They ate a bracha in order to not make a bracha. Right? Well, Shabbos day, they had before the compost, separately from it, four macholim. Therefore, faket. They were very happy to make a bracha on the compost and take it outside of the meal. Right? Okay. Fakol ponim, what's pretty clear is that the mashmoyos vayter in this chalkes yankim, the shame these bells are bonim, is that the etzem, you do have to make a bracha on compost. Fruits, like your etzem. Unless you find a way to, which is what they did. What did they do? They didn't make a etzem because they ate it together with compost. They found the etzem. But again, the default is, you need to make a bracha. But the Hemshech Dvorov, he brings as follows. He says that in Western countries, he says, it's a normal thing for people every day to have a snack in the afternoon of cake with compote. I don't know if it's cake and apples or whatever it is. I must admit that I'm not familiar with this snack. This is the way it is. But I saw more than one place where this is brought. So it looks like it is something that people know about. Again, maybe some of the all the people in the room know this more better than I do. But this is what he says. Rather, I do remind myself now, as I speak, that when I tried to mention before, I was in Ukraine and we had kasha at every meal. But what they used to have in the afternoon, it was a very frustrating experience. It's boiling hot, it was in the sauna, and you go out and play sports with the chaver or the counselor on the camp there, you could die from the heat. It was a shekel at first. They'd come in and they would have pitchers of some kind of a warm fruit soup / compote. And this is what they were giving as a drink. So I guess this is a similar type of idea to what he's talking about. It's actually not in Western countries, but that's in Eastern countries. Holmik, he says, they ate it together with a piece of cake. So he says, cake, Hareh, you don't make a bracha on separately when you're eating it with the suda. Separate discussion. He'll make a bracha on cake. And this applesauce or whatever it is goes with the cake. Therefore, this sitting over here is a sitting of volume shemachmas asura, and therefore one would not make a bracha on it. And this is what he brings. That, and he brings a mashav over there in the Nasir, who says somebody who generally always eats cooked fruit should not make a bracha. And therefore, he says, "Mekayim eselu." This is a regular thing. We eat these compotes or these cooked fruits all the time. And he says, "If a yeshami lisma shalayim avarech." And why is that? It seems it's part of a regular meal. It's not some specialty item. Part of a regular meal. This is the way we eat. This is the way we roll. Yeah. The nicer though, he says, best thing is taki if it's not eaten separately but together with a piece of cake. But generally, again, his shvung seems to be that today in our mekaymes one should not make a bracha on compo. But still, he says eat it with a piece of cake, which makes it more poshut. But that's his guy. L'maaseh though, the sechemet brings not to make a bracha. He brings those who said not to make a bracha on compo. And lo yadati minayim ani. I don't know where they got this idea from. Adar Rabbi Ibchem Mestadri says, Dafkum Avoshal, he says, Akera Dafkum Avoshal, but that's all, it's made with sugar and cooked with sugar. It's Agam Temaisa, it's more of a sweet thing, and it should be more of a dessert, and therefore you should definitely make a broch on it. It's definitely separate from the Suda, he says. And that's what it looks like for most places. Now, there were some Gedali Yisrael, Umachmer on themselves, not to make a direct brocha on comfort. Because of what was raised over here. For example, I heard that Kashamati, at Satarov, General Rocha, and Baal Kofler, they used to fizzach to make a bracha on a fresh fruit. Whenever they had compote, they would make a bracha on a fresh fruit and pop the compote that way. Lamaisa, the truth is, it's not so such a mystery where this whole thing started from, because the Mishnah Berurah brings from a Sefer Yadek Tana, this is a Sefer that was printed in Tof Kuf Samach, 220 years ago, and he says that the fact that somebody makes a tavshul from the Peiris is what makes it pretty clear that it's a tavshul. Not like, you know, it's a tavshul. You cooked it, you made a gekecht out of it, you made a dish out of it, that itself says, but it's a tavshul, not a kinuach, you shouldn't make a brach on it. He himself says there that it's better taka to eat a fresh fruit with it in order to pater it, or to eat bread with it to pater it, right? And so that means either you make a bracha separately on something else, or you make no bracha because you will matzul it to the pas. But on that itself comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, but even the Alektan is not talking about if it's a dessert. If it's a dessert, then it's clearly not some side dish on it. So this is the Medubah back and forth. And again, let's go back to the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah says like this, and this is very interesting. Because again, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah says, outside of oil, not a dessert. Compote for dessert, cooked fruits for dessert, you definitely have to make a ayah. The Rosh Hashanah brings and he makes the Ibikas. Shomanu eduz ne'amono halocha l'maitze. Shebeziknusoi, in the old age of Chavut Chaim, chozar ben. Chavut Chaim v'sal ben charote, uba'atzmoi lo iberach ala kompot. He himself did not make a brocha, he himself. Ma'ayse Rav did not make a brocha on kompot, and he had charote from what he wrote with that. He brings himself, he brings a bunch of, he says that he heard eduz ne'amono. He brings another couple of sfarim, who seem to have the same mesoira, between the Chavut Chaim. And he brings that the brisker off, he saw, he says, the brisker off eating compote, dafka with a piece of bread in order to pass it, and not making a separate bracha on it. And again, it's not that poshut. There's a safer Chubas Karen Ladovid, who says, taka to dafka do, you know, either put it with the boss or the pasta, make sure to make a bracha on something else, or not make a bracha on it at all. Not to make a bracha on the compote. It's not training. I have to say, and this will have to be our closing for tonight, Yankov Kamenetsky brings that he heard that the Chavetz Chaim was Chayda, it doesn't work. It's not Mekabah, it's very interesting. Again, I said it comes from multiple sources, but he said he's not Mekabah, and if he said one does have to make a bracha even on cooked fruits, and as they state, actually, Ms. Albert says that they have a Tina and his Chubas writes that on cooked fruits, it's not helpful not to pass and not to water, one must make a separate bracha on it. That usually the minig is that when one makes eats compote, and I'm going to stress now, and I wish we could continue, but when one eats cooked fruit at the end of a meal, one does make a bracha, and despite the doubt and the sort of cloudiness of the situation, generally the minig has become pretty clear. One makes an eighth of applesauce at the end of a suda, if it is an eighth, there's an eighth to make on it, depending on the size of it, whatever it is. Inside the suda, the Zumbirishmur is going to come out.